This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Hoffman's show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. It's a Monday. Hope you're having a good one. We got a lot of random stuff on the show today. We got some football. We got some NBA Finals preview. Coming up in 30 minutes, our guy Jim Van Stone, the president of business ops at Monumental Sports and Entertainment, is going to join us and talk about the latest developments at Capital One Arena. They're ready to share more about the renovations, and they did with a group of media members last week, including the man you just heard, Chris Russell. But I was able to talk to Jim about all that. And then, Anthony, Jim is like, we should give you a private tour. Maybe I'll bring you with me. I think it's like next week we might go on a little tour. I'll be like, hey, can we do party for two? Can we extra hard hat for my boy Haney?
Hey, count me in.
So that'd be cool. Especially if they do. The thing is, I don't know, like when they did this, when they did it last week, they had like a bunch of the food and stuff up. I don't know if they'll cook just for us. We can ask.
Hey, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Does not hurt to ask. So we'll talk to Van Stone coming up at 4:30. Also later, what are we doing later in the show? Oh, we got a bunch of NFL news later in the show. So we got a whole bunch of stuff that's popping off today here on the show. We start off though with the NBA Finals, which are starting on Thursday night. We now know it will be Pacers and Thunder after Indiana disposed of New York in 6 games. We'll talk about the Knicks coming up in 10 minutes and where they head from here. But Anthony, I am super duper excited for this finals. And I kind of think for anyone that's like, I don't know, it's the Pacers and the Thunder, and like make talking about small markets or anything other than the basketball is just people telling on themselves about the fact that they're not actually huge basketball fans, which is fine. If you're not into the basketball and you're much more into the brands and the stories and whatever, then like, okay. But from a basketball standpoint, whew, this is going to be a fun series. These are two of the fastest paced teams in the league. These are two of the best offenses in the league. It is the best defense in the league, and a defense that is the best defense in the league in Oklahoma City, in part because they force turnovers at a historic rate. Meanwhile, you have an Indiana team that, despite the fact that they pass the ball all over the place and seemingly play in chaos, never turns the ball over. So I think Indiana's got a shot here. I'm not going to bury the lead. I'm not going to bury the pick. I'm picking Oklahoma City 5 or 6 games. I think they're a historically great team. It's won 68 games in the regular season. But the style here is pretty interesting from a styles make fights thought on all of this, Anthony. And I am very excited to watch this NBA Finals.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Yeah, I think I'm excited as well. I think also the coaching experience that Rick Carlisle has over Mark Daigneault, I think is something that we should also be watching, just because Mark, he'll have to, you know, adjust accordingly. And he's done that throughout the playoffs all playoffs long. So, but at the same token, this is the NBA Finals. This is unfamiliar territory for him. So I think that'll be something to monitor. But I agree with you. I'm definitely going with the Thunder to win the series. I think when you look at just how good they are defensively, the fact that they can defend on the perimeter, and that's one of, you know, the Pacers, like, strong suits, I think really makes this interesting. We saw in the series against the Knicks, we saw Tibbs, you know, try to put ball pressure by having Mikal Bridges pick up, you know, Tyrese Haliburton. And it wasn't like, you know, he's all up in his stuff. He's just sort of kind of there. He's present. But when it comes to these Thunder, Lu Dort, Alex Caruso, Cason Wallace, they're all up in these guys. So I think it's going to be a little bit different than, you know, the New York series. But I'm interested to see how, you know, Indiana sort of kind of combats what makes the Thunder so good. And they beat them two times already this season, so they might have their number. We'll see.
Yeah, Chet Holmgren did not play in either of those two games, so that is an interesting thing here to see how Indiana might match up with the double big lineup of Oklahoma City, which is one of Oklahoma City's favorite lineups, with Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein on the floor. You mentioned all the guys that they've got on the perimeter to shut down Haliburton. Lu Dort has been particularly problematic for Tyrese Haliburton in the two games this season. His usage rate. So a usage rate is a stat that says how often does a player either get a shot, or basically how often does the possession end with either a shot, a turnover, or an assist by that player. So how often are they dictating how the possession ends? And the usage rate for Tyrese Haliburton is the lowest he had all season against Lu Dort, compared to, I think, every other defender in a certain qualified number of minutes. So this is a thing where they've got to figure out, how do we unlock Tyrese Haliburton? How do we make sure that either we get Dort off of him, or that Tyrese is equipped to know what to do? In the regular season, they would do things like have Andrew Nembhard bring the ball up the floor. They would do these, you know, have other solutions. But I think ultimately, if you are Rick Carlisle, you want the ball in Tyrese Haliburton's hands as often as possible. Of course, Carlisle, an NBA champion in 2011 with the Mavericks, where he upset one of the great regular season NBA teams. That was the first year of the Miami Heat. They put your Anthony, I don't know if you remember this because you might have blacked it out of your memory as a super LeBron fan, but they put LeBron in a blender. They played zone. They did, like, and that was a time where zone defenses were still not being used a ton and really had never been used in the finals. And he just junked up the defense. They found ways to get Dirk the ball. He had a great series, and ultimately the Mavericks win that 2011 title, the only one for Dirk Nowitzki. And really was kind of a seminal moment in LeBron's career where he goes into a dark place that summer, comes out and just destroys the world the next two seasons en route to NBA championships before the Spurs beat him in 2013-2014. And well, I guess there was the Ray Allen shot, so they didn't really destroy the world that 2013 year. They survived on the Ray Allen shot. But the point is, Carlisle is one of the best there is. Like, for a guy who only has one championship, he's got to be, well, like, the best coach ever that only has one championship. He's consistently won 50 games. He was awesome in Detroit all those years. He's been awesome in Indiana, both stints. He was great in Dallas. And we've seen the way that he's able to stymie some of the best teams in the league. And I think the other thing that's really impressive to me about Carlisle is he always seems to have another card in the bag. And that was the thing that if we talk purely about game six and what they did against the Knicks, like for most of that series, Aaron Nesmith was guarding Jalen Brunson. And it was like that Andrew Nembhard was a dog who had been locked up in a cage in game six. And they're like, all right, we see what happened in game five. Game six, everything on the line, you're getting 94 feet of pressure. Literally 94 feet of pressure. When you catch the ball on the inbound, it doesn't matter if you are basically handed the ball on the baseline. Andrew Nembhard is going to be in your lap. And you saw Brunson get frustrated. You saw him get worn down. And by the fourth quarter, Nembhard, who seemed exhausted earlier in the game because he was giving so much defensively and couldn't hit basic shots on offense, he was the guy that seemed energized by the end where Brunson ran out of steam. And that is kind of the kind of stuff where I don't know what junk card, what joker Rick Carlisle is going to play, but Oklahoma City is going to have to solve a joker at some point in this series because that's how good that dude on the sideline for Indiana is.
Yeah, so again, I think that it is going to – coaching will have some type of influence over this series. But again, Craig, like, I think even – I'll give, you know, Andrew Nembhard, the Pacers, their flowers for what they did against the Knicks. But for some reason, I just look at this Thunder team and I just deem them just, like, super formidable, like, going to be a tough – person, tough
yeah,
team,
I mean,
tough units.
Look, like, if I'm going to have to solve Rick Carlisle's Joker, I'd rather have the deck of cards that Mark Daigneault's got. Like, okay, fine. You deal with Chet Holmgren. You deal with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the MVP. So, like, I'm not saying Oklahoma City's not equipped. I'm picking them in the series. I'm just saying this is a fascinating and fun matchup that I can't wait to watch starting Thursday night in Oklahoma City. It's two teams that I feel like have a distinct identity, two teams that are similar in a lot of ways. And, you know, sometimes you have a series like the Knicks and Pacers, and it's like, well, whoever dictates the series, they're going to win. Indiana gets some of these games sped up, they win. Slower games, the Knicks won. Even though they shot worse, the game was played at their pace. Both these teams play with the same pace. Both these teams play in some level of chaos and want to get you in track meet. Both teams are really, really deep. You're not going to wear out the other team in terms of their depth because they can make the subs and they have guys that are ready. So what does that ultimately mean? We'll talk about it more as the week goes and obviously find out our first taste of an answer on Thursday night. For the Knicks, their season is over. Now what is the question? We put a postmortem on New York's year in the NBA next on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that's That is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.